88.9 Shine FM Parenting Moments. Every Wednesday morning, we check in with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Kimberly, we've pretty much wrapped up the month of October, and I have to say it's been a good month of learning a lot about childhood anxiety. So thankful. Didn't really have to deal with a lot of this with my children, but I know a lot of moms and dads really appreciate this information.
Yes, it is incredibly common, and especially in our world that there are so many external stressors right now that more people are struggling with anxiety, including children. Mm-hmm. And so today I want to educate listeners on the therapies for anxiety. If you suspect your child's anxiety is interfering with their sense of well-being, the first step is to see a trained therapist who will take a full history, talk with and ask questions of you as parents, and explore with the child their fears and the behaviors they're doing to avoid their fears. Next, the therapist will explain the therapeutic options that may work best for your child. So I'm going to provide a brief description of three evidence-based therapeutic approaches for helping children with anxiety.
Okay.
So the first one is CBT, or cognitive behavioral therapy. This is a therapy whose core principle is that what we think, how we feel, and how we behave are all closely connected and together strongly influence well-being. So during the therapy sessions, children gradually grasp that what they think and do affects how they feel. They also learn how to challenge and question the validity of a negative thought and replace them with positive ones. CBT helps kids understand that avoiding their fear makes the fear stronger, while facing the fear will make the child stronger. The therapist helps the child practice techniques to help them face their fears and tolerate the associated anxiety, and this builds their confidence. And it's beautiful to watch the transformation.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have acceptance and commitment therapy, or what is called ACT. So it uses acceptance techniques to help children learn to live in the moment and to hold a stance of observation without judgment as a way to cope with unwanted thoughts or behaviors when they arise. Like, oh, that's a scary thought. A key piece of being able to acknowledge worries is teaching the child how to disentangle and distance themselves from these upsetting thoughts. Next, ACT helps children identify clearly with their values and supports them in taking actions, aka commitments, that lead them towards rather than away from their personal values and goals. So if a child is having a disturbing thought that, oh, I'm going to hurt our family cat, then we remind them that they love animals and that animals matter to them, so that when that fearful thought comes that, oh, I'm going to hurt our cat, that they can then say, oh, just a second, I'm a person who loves animals. It's safe for me to hold our cat.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the last one that I'm sharing today is EMDR, and this has a mouthful of a title. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy.
You weren't kidding.
But this helps children to heal the initial memory that may have started the anxiety response. Ana Gomez, a psychotherapist for children and a renowned trainer for fellow therapists, explains EMDR to children that is extremely helpful. Here's what she says. When we have a yucky thing that happens to us, we have many mixed up feelings and many mixed up thoughts. We do not feel good in our minds, bodies, and our hearts. When yucky things happen, the brain has a hard time putting all the pieces together. And as a result, things that people say or do or things that kids might see, hear, smell, or touch bring up the yucky memory and the mixed up thought. And then they start to feel yucky in their body. EMDR helps the brain put all the pieces together so the yucky stuff can leave us and the good stuff or the things we've learned from it can stay so we get stronger. then the brain can chew up and digest all the mixed up feelings and thoughts, as well as the yucky feelings in our bodies, and we feel better again.
Okay, yeah, it's amazing what we can get going in our brains there.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yes, and again, you know, as you're listening today, Mike and fellow parents, just to know again that there really is excellent training that psychologists have taken that can directly support the treatment and the healing of anxiety issues in kids.
Okay, well, it's been a great topic. Thank you, as always, Kimberly, for sharing this with our Shine family. New topic coming up. Oh, I can't believe we're going in November next week.
But
we'll leave November there in next week. But we'll wrap up today with a reminder for those that don't know, a couple of locations in town, and you got great staff at both locations.
That's right. So, of course, we have telepsychology services that are available throughout Alberta. But if you want to bring your child in person or yourself, we have both a north and south location. And Kimberly Calhoun can support children with anxiety disorders at our north location, and Ashley Shaw can do the same in our south location. You can also go directly to our website at eckertcenter.com and book those appointments right there in our booking system.
Okay. And I should point out, Kimberly, perhaps if a mom or dad is listening right now and doesn't even know if they can get the kid there right away, it'd be great just to reach out and talk as a parent, right?
Absolutely. There are so many things that we could guide and support parents to do at home to support their child who's struggling with anxiety.
Okay, sounds good. Eckertcenter.com, lots of information there, and the spot to book, and you may get a free initial visit if you are caller number...
Let's go with one today.
Caller one. One of these days I expect you to say, let's go with 1,007, and I'll go, oh my. Anyway, I'm glad you keep it kind of low. Quick, caller one right now, 403-276-8888. Kimberly, thank you very much. I pray that you have an awesome day today, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you so much for you as well, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you.